Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting second. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Randy Lurch. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Miguel Delon. Batting second. The right fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Len Barker. And now, play ball. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bosley moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bosley moves to third. 2 outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bosley scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Miguel Delon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Delon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lurch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Delon moves to second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hargrove hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Delon moves to third. Horta moves to second. Andre Thornton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Delon tags and scores. 1 out. It's Brewers, 1, Indians, 1. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hara hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Horta scores. Hargrove moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molitor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Verizer bunts towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to second. One out. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is one for one in the game, with a single. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Manning moves to third. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Horta is one for one in the game, with a single. Horta takes first base on ball four. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hargrove is one for one in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manning scores. Horta moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Horta scores. Hargrove moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hara is 0-1 in the game. Hara hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bosley is one for one in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Howell is one for one in the game, with a single. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lurch, and towards Gantner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Bannister moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Bannister steals third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bannister scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Manning steals second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Verizer is 0-for-0 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Delone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Delone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Delone reaches second base with a double. Manning scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvy for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hargrove is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hargrove hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Hargrove reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Herrod is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Herrod is 0-for-2 in the game. Herrod hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bannister is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Delone. Yount reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bosley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hassey is 0-for-2 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Cleveland covering, for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Manning is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to second. 2 outs. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. DeLone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. DeLone hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howell for the out. 1 out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hargrove hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Barker covering, for the out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 3 in the game. Hara hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 3 in the game. Hasse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hasse moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-1, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verizer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molitor for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Barker covering, for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a fly ball into right field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ricky Keaton now pitching. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. DeLone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keaton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hargrove moves to second. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-4 in the game. Hara hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hargrove scores. Thornton moves to third. It's 9-1, Indians. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howell moves to second. Mike Stanton now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howell moves to third. Cooper moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howell scores. Cooper scores. Ogilvy moves to second. It's 9-3, Indians. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ogilvy moves to third. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to second for the out. Ogilvy scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Indians. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.